From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
I'm Hey gang, welcome back to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. My name is Scott and I'm your host. And this is the mystery episode because I'm having a hard time finding out anything about these bands, but we'll get into that later. That last track was California by the Junior Panthers, who actually, when I downloaded this song from GarageBand.com, were called the Damsels. And in preparing for this show, I was trying to locate some information on them. And in the fine print there in GarageBand.com, it says that they had changed their name. So I found them on MySpace, and it's all good. So you can check them out at MySpace.com/TheJuniorPanthers. And a really good song called California. They've got one upcoming show, it looks like, on July 23rd at the Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. So check them out if you get a chance. And then before that was a band called 100 Watt Smile with their song Somewhere. Sorry, I had to go look it up. Now, these guys, I'm having even a harder time finding out a little bit more recent information about them. I found them on GarageBand.com, as with the previous track, and that's pretty much their web presence that they have right now. They released an album back in 1999, I believe, and let me see, what was it called? Well, anyways, they had an album, and this song that was posted Somewhere is more recent than that. It's not on that album, but other than that, no album details, no show details, can't really tell you much about them. Other than I found the track, loved it, wanted to play it. And the singer is Carrie Bradley, and she has recorded and toured with the Breeders as their violinist. So she has some big indie names behind her. She also was in a band called Ed's Redeeming Qualities. They recorded 4 records and toured extensively. And it says here that they've played with Robin Hitchcock, The Throwing Muses, Jonathan Richman, King Missile, Cake, and Yola Tango. So really, really great song. And check them out. I'll provide a GarageBand link to their site, or that their location on GarageBand. Sorry. Cannot talk yet again today. Got to get the mothballs out of the mouth. So anyways, that's why I'm calling this the mystery podcast, because I'm just trying to, you know, as I run along here and record the show, I'm trying to find out any information that I could tell you about all of these bands. But I've been running this playlist through my iPod for about the last 4 days or so. I kind of went on a GarageBand.com rampage this past weekend, and you know, anything that kind of looked interesting from the Bay Area, I just quickly threw into a playlist. I took about 16 songs in the space of about an hour, downloaded them, and listened to them straight through on my iPod. And of those 16, about 10 of them made the cut, so that's actually not too bad. And many of those songs are featured here on this episode, but not all of them, and I will be playing some more of them definitely in the future. All right, coming up next is what I'm going to call my lo-fi segment. And I know a lot of people are not really big into the lo-fi indie sound that was popularized by bands like Sebado and Guided by Voices in the early to mid-90s. But I got to say that I am a huge fan of both bands and of lo-fi in general. And let me tell you why. I understand that the production quality is not the best because most often these bands would record on a 4-track, you know, a Tascam, such as the kind of that I have. And I'll put a disclaimer here. I have done a ton of 4-track recording, and so I'm kind of partial to it. Or an 8-track machine, but both easily portable. And the problem with that is you've got to, if you want to include overdubs, such as a guitar solo or a second rhythm guitar, vocal harmonies, extra percussion, you've got to bounce tracks onto each other. And so the recording quality tends to sort of decline. And but when all is said and done, it's really about the songs. And I really appreciate the immediacy. If somebody's got a song idea in their head and they just want to get it down and record it, that's what I used to do a lot. I know Guided by Voices used to do that a lot before they got some money and actually went into proper studios. But yeah, it's all about the songs. It's all about the immediacy. And these next two songs are from bands who run with the lo-fi aesthetic. And I'm sure when you, or if you get a chance to see them live, it'll be a little bit different than the recorded production. But anyways, enough talking from me. First off is a song called Cool to Sad from Magnetic Health Factory, followed by a band called Cronkite and their song Leonard's Final Countdown. Thank you. See, for me, it's all about the music, as was demonstrated by Cronkite in their song Leonard's Final Countdown. Really, really like the song. Say what you will about the production qualities. No, it's not the greatest, but, you know, they're just trying to get their stuff out there, and I applaud them for it. They can be found on MySpace at myspace.com/cronkitemusic. That's C-R-O-N-K-I-T-E-M-U-S-I-C. And they have an upcoming show at the Hotel Utah. And how's this for advanced planning? October 5th is their next scheduled date. So I don't have much more information about them, but you can also check out their regular website, cronkite.net, for some downloads and some history and bio and so forth on this three-piece from San Francisco. And before that was Magnetic Health Factory with their song Cool to Sad. Now, when I was doing my little GarageBand.com binging this past weekend, I did a search, you know, kind of an area search, not just San Francisco, because that kind of pegs you in, but for Oakland and generally anywhere in the Bay Area. And these guys, at least on their profile, were listed as being from San Francisco. So I went to their website, which is at magnetichealthfactory.com, and kind of was perusing around there. And there's really not a lot of biographical information. I do know that Magnetic Health Factory is the sole responsibility of a guy named Eric O'Connor. And he pretty much plays all of the instruments, does all the writing. Occasionally he gets some help from other people, but it's really just him. So I wanted to see if I could find out if they had a MySpace site. So I typed it in, myspace.com/magnetichealthfactory. It's there. And surprised to find out that they're listed as being from Portland now. So, you know, technically they were in San Francisco. If they're in Portland now, then, Ken, I hand them over to you at Insomnia Radio Seattle. So that's your gig now, but do check them out. I'll provide links in the show notes, or you can go to those URLs I just mentioned. Okay. I want to move right along. We're only halfway through the show right now. It's already 23 minutes. And, speaking of which, my last couple of shows have gone, you know, between the 40 and 45 minute mark and even beyond. And I'd really like to hear some feedback from you. Is that too long? Do you want fewer than 8 songs? Do you want less talking? Would you prefer a 30 to 35 minute show? Because I can certainly do any of this, but I need your help. I need you to contact me, scott@insomniaradio.net, or send me a voicemail by clicking on the audio icon on my site, which is the little birdie. And it's really easy. You just plug your microphone into your laptop or your computer. You just talk away and send it, and it goes right into my my voicemail inbox. Or you can call 206-203-1275 and leave me some feedback, people. I'd really love to hear, are these longer shows working for you? Are they not working for you? Just let me know. So I'm going to speed right along here. Coming up is a song called Worse for Drink. It's from a local band called Anara, and I'll check you in a few.
Behind for your holidays for winter. I promise that we will go back to where the sober happiness began. And in your arms is where I want to die. Please take me away from here. This is so much more than I bargained for.
The song you just heard was from a band called Jacket Weather, and the song's called You Feeling Okay? And this band hails from Lodi, California, which is in the Central Valley. It's between, between Stockton and Sacramento, I guess that's the best way to put it. Closer to Stockton than Sacto, but really good stuff. Found them also on my GarageBand binge, and I can't tell you much more about them. They're from Lodi, and that's their song. I will provide, of course, the GarageBand link, but the website that they link out to from there is not up and running. So, again, don't know if they're currently active, if they're recording or performing, but I liked the song, and so it goes in the show because I'm the boss. But I want you guys to be the boss, too, so call me, huh? Write me, email, whatever. Before that was Anara with Worse for Drink. They sent me their 5-song EP, which is filled with good stuff. And that's I should be more prepared, shouldn't I? Hold on just a second. Let me get their information for you. I think it should be just as simple as that. Yes, myspace.com/Anara. That's A-N-A-U-R-A. And I better hit the auto player before it auto plays. They've got a few shows coming up. It looks like they've got a podcast interview. It doesn't say which podcast. On July 31st, they're going to be playing at the Edinburgh Castle on August 5th. Interviews with Belly of the Bay podcast on August 9th. So they're scheduling their interviews and letting people know that they're going to appear on these podcasts, which is great. And they've got shows at the Parkside, Blake's, Hotel Utah, the Makeout Room, all these dates in August, September, and October. So go check them out if you got a chance. You can also check out their site, anara.com. That's A-N-A-U-R-A.com. Now, is it me or is anybody else just amazed at the abundance of local talent in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Central Valley, and Northern California in general? This is my 13th show. I don't know how many bands that I've played, but it's quite a bit. If I had to guess, I'd say I've played at least 50 bands up to this point. You know, I've played some of them, you know, a couple of times, but and there's just more coming in all the time. I've got stacks and stacks of music. I am not going to run out of stuff to play for many episodes to come, and it just keeps pouring in. So, again, email me your thoughts on the San Francisco music scene, especially if you're local, and if you have been out and about and seen a band that interests you, drop me a line and let me know about them if I already don't. That's happened on a couple of occasions where a listener has written to me either on my email or via MySpace or in the Insomnia Radio forums, which you should definitely check out, and we're all hanging out in there. But that's how I've gotten to know a few of these bands. So really, really fantastic. I love the audience participation. All right, we're going to close out the show now. Two more songs, both fronted by female artists. And the first is going to be Fountain of Life by Artemis. She is from Oakland and has been featured numerous times on the Dave's Lounge podcast. And I know that I've plugged his podcast before. I'm slowly but surely working my way backwards and listening to every damn one of them. I think I've got like 5 or 6 more to go, and I'm also listening to the current ones. Really, really great music that he showcases. If you like down-tempo, trip-hop, chill-out kind of ambient music, really, really, really recommend it. Daveslounge.com. And so Artemis is featured quite often on that podcast, and I am very excited to be able to play you this track. She sent me a couple of CDs, so I've got loads of Artemis music, and you will definitely be hearing from her in the future. And then to close out the show is a song called Heaven is Blue by the Bellyachers. Now, I will provide links on the show notes to both of these bands and artists, and I'm just going to close it out with some music and not much more talking after this. So, without further ado, here is Artemis. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for subscribing, and have a fantastic week. I'll be at you next week with a very special show in which I'm going to feature a single artist. Who could it be? Enjoy.
blood pump through misshapen hearts. Ain't got no point, no arrow through it. But if I did, it'd be blue. My sweet spaceman owns most of heaven. He has a gift on the tip of his tongue.
Thank you.
This has been a production of Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. We'll see you next time, gang.